Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're always thrilled to welcome this lady to our program. She's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
Oh, beautiful fall day, and expecting some others to come with it.
Absolutely.
It's beginning to be colorful everywhere.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and we've got something very timely. If you'll pardon the pun, Halloween is sneaking up on us, so I thought we'd cover some safety tips about Halloween if you will do that for us today. Does that sound okay?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
Well, first of all, Marilyn, in preparing Halloween costumes, what kind of tips do you have for us there? What should we remember?
Since this is such an exciting time, it gives kids the opportunity to be very creative. But while they're doing their costume preparation, they need to remember, parents need to remember, that a child is also very vulnerable, and a costume's the first way to correct some of those problems. One of those things would be to add some reflective tape or material to the costume itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you are trying it on, check the length and be sure the length is not too long for the child, because you don't want them having a tripping hazard over a long dress tail type costume.
Sure, yeah.
And then they also need to have shoes that will fit well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know that some things, you know, you may be tempted to use a pair of shoes from grandma or something that's large.
But right.
That's going to create a problem to fall, possibly. And any time that you purchase some fabric, check to see, especially with smaller children, if it's flame retardant also, because some folks still use candles and with their jack-o'-lanterns, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But starting at the head, don't have a hat that will fall down over their eyes. Be sure it's fitting, or do something else with their hair for the day.
Okay.
Also, those masks that we used to buy, or we still have available, if you can incorporate makeup rather than the mask, because sometimes those masks will impair their vision somewhat.
Yes.
And there again, if you can't see, you may fall down.
Yes.
So don't block their eyesight in any way. And another thing, if they're using a sword or a stick or cane, something like that, be sure it doesn't have sharp edges.
Right.
Because you never know what could happen to that would hurt them or someone that they were with.
So any props they use need to be safe.
They certainly do.
Okay.
They certainly do. Okay. And the costume, when you have it safe and secure for them, be sure that they've got a bright stick or a flashlight to carry along to help them be able to see a little better what's in front of them.
Great tips for Halloween costumes. Now let's talk about carving a pumpkin, which many of us love to do prior to Halloween. What do we need to think about and remember when we're carving that pumpkin, Marilyn?
Well, today there's these little tools that you can get that makes it much safer than when I was growing up. We would just use a knife.
Yeah.
But now you can get the little kits, which has tools that are much safer. But if you have a very small child, they still are going to need some help with that.
Sure, yeah.
First, let them draw whatever they want, design, and you can help them cut it out. Because really small children, it's still a tad dangerous for them.
Oh, sure.
But they still like to be able to have their face on their pumpkin if you choose to go that route. But also, some of the safety points that go with the pumpkin is once you're getting ready to light it, if you will avoid using any sort of candle.
Right.
Or if you do choose to use a candle, those little votives or tea lights inside of one is a safer method than just putting a regular candle without a holder.
Sure.
Of that. And you use candles, be sure and keep it away from the any type of curtain or flammable object. And be sure it's on a sturdy table or a chair or something so that it won't topple over. But you can also, these days, you have little candles that you can buy that will have a little battery in them. So that's a nice, safer method to light up your jack-o'-lantern.
Much
as
safer.
As well as a flashlight or a glow stick. Those are good, safe methods of lighting up the traditional jack-o'-lantern.
Anytime you can avoid that real flame, it's a good thing to do.
It is, particularly with all the children that are out and about on this particular event.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking Halloween, which is just around the corner, and some safety tips and preparing costumes and carving the pumpkin. What safety tips are needed for the trick-or-treat trail, Marilyn?
Okay. Whenever they're getting prepared, it's a good idea for you to sit down and, as a parent, help them make a list or an idea of the trail that they're going to. If they're older children and going on their own, you know, you can sit down and say, well, this would be good, and let's not veer off this way, et cetera.
Right. Yeah.
But also, it's best to accompany small children. And most of the time, just a small neighborhood gives plenty of times for trick-or-treating for children these days. Also, you'll want to, if they're older and you plan the route out with them, let's say, you would want them to have a time that they come back home. You know, that's really just a safety type thing. But so that if there's any problems, you know, you can
You'll know.
Begin with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these days, it's also a good idea for them to stay in a group and talk to those, be sure everybody in the group knows where you're at. That helps a lot in safety. And you can also, a lot of kids have a cell phone, but if they don't, you know, and if they're with the parents, they wouldn't need one.
Right.
But it's a good idea to maybe have, even if it's just a little prepaid cell phone in case you need to communicate with and you get lost from some of the others. The kids should be reminded before they go out to always stay in well-lit areas on sidewalks. And if it's in the country, you'll want to walk as far off of the road as you can,
safe
in the traffic. Remind them never to go across alleyways or into yards, because those can sometimes, even between parked cars, that can create a problem.
And a lot of communities have done a really good job of creating specific times and areas for kids to do, like with trails. It's still important, though, if they're younger kids, to accompany them, even on those pre-planned and maybe trails that are that have guardians on them. It's still a good idea to be with your younger. You don't want them to get, I mean, part of the purpose is to kind of get a little scared now and then, but you don't want them to be too scared.
Well, we really don't want anything happening to them.
No, we don't.
And yes, I agree. You do need to accompany your children as often as, if it's at all possible.
Sure. Yeah.
And also to talk safety, you know, talk about if there's something suspicious looking.
Yeah, what if
have them call the police, then 911. Go over those things with them so that you can ward off any unlawful activity or danger to the child.
A little little preparation up front is a good idea. And even though kids are going to say, "Yeah, yeah, I know, Mom, I know, Dad," it probably will stick in their mind if something does appear suspicious to them. Then they will know what to do and the right way to react. So that's it's good to have that chat beforehand. Definitely.
Sir, certainly is. And they get so excited during that time until they might not remember everything. So talk about it ahead of time and then again before they go out.
Yep, that's right. Our guest is Marilyn Wells with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We're discussing Halloween tips and safety issues and reminders. Here's something to talk about, too, Marilyn. How should the homeowners prepare for Halloween?
Okay, you may, before Halloween comes, think about the things that are around your home that need to be picked up, such as a water hose, or be sure that a bicycle's out of the way. Maybe if there are some, of course, this would be close to the time, you know, if you have some wet leaves where on your walkway, you want to think about sweeping those away so that it won't be a slippery surface for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you want them to come to your home, flick your lights on, and then they'll know that they're welcome. Be sure that all your outdoor lights are burning.
Right.
So
yeah.
that they will have as much light as possible.
It is, I'm assuming, also a good idea if you have outdoor pets to have them put up, right?
That's exactly right. You need to restrain it in some way, you know, so that they don't scare or jump on the trick-or-treaters. And you definitely want to avoid any accidents around your home.
I can't believe, Marilyn, I'm asking you this question because I absolutely know what I would do with them, which is not right. But what should we do with all those treats that we get for Halloween?
Well, first of all, whenever they come in, we don't hear quite so much about some of the little added items which are dangerous for children and the candies, but you do want to look through all of them.
Right, okay.
With them. And before they go out trick-or-treating, if you can possibly get them to have a good meal, that should make their temptation to get into the candy maybe a little less.
Right.
But we know that most children do like candy or expect to get candy with their trick-or-treating, but there are lots of good other options that can be put in there as a homeowner, too, you know. But you want to have the parents check all of the treats. If it looks like there's any tampering of any signs or unwrapped items, things like this, be sure and get those out of the way. And if possible, try to ration out the treats.
Yeah, I knew you were going to.
Several days.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's kind of hard to do sometimes.
I just knew you were going to say ration those treats.
Yes, but you want to have a great Halloween.
Yeah.
And the kids, we hope it's wonderful weather for them so that they have plenty of safety and then can go to all the other events in their neighborhoods, too.
Bottom line is you can have a good time and still do all the things that make it safe as well. So you can incorporate both, and then everybody will be happy at the end of the night.
That is so true.
And if you ration that candy, they'll be happy for a week or two to come.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Marilyn Wells, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for all the helpful tips today. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Danny, and happy fall and happy Halloween.
Absolutely, happy Halloween. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.